WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. As triple-digit temperatures continue to grip much of Texas, the stifling weather is now having serious effects on not only health, but business.
At Kate Weiser Chocolate outside of Dallas, triple-digit heat means a meltdown.
Our biggest burden with summer and chocolate is shipping. It's just getting it from point A to point B.
It's all ready to go.
How do we keep it safe? How do we keep it cold enough? We talked about potentially just shutting down shipping.
Until they experimented with new packaging.
They're cold.
That could take the heat.
Flat ice sheets, they cover more product, more surface area.
Key to ensuring customers don't receive a melted mess.
Correspondent Omar Villafranca, some northern regions are starting to get a bit of heat relief now. A 6.8 earthquake is blamed for hundreds of deaths in Morocco. That is in North Africa. Here's the BBC's Abigail Wardsley.
The epicenter of the earthquake was in the Atlas Mountains, where many settlements are remote and hard to access. The nearest major city was Marrakesh, where frightened people rushed outside as the quake struck. Residents told the Reuters news agency that some buildings had collapsed in the city, which is a UNESCO World Heritage Site.
Back here, New Mexico's Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham puts out an emergency public order suspending open and concealed carry of guns in Albuquerque for 30 days. That in the midst of a wave of gun violence, KRQE-TV's Gabe Chavez.
Governor says anyone caught breaking the order will fall under a civil violation connected to her public health order. The governor says she doesn't expect criminals to follow the order, but she hopes it's, quote, a resounding message to everyone else in the community to report gun crime.
The point here is that if everyone did it and I wasn't legally challenged, you would have fewer risks on the street. And I could safely say to every New Mexican, and particularly those folks living in Albuquerque and Bernalillo County, I believe that you're safer for the next 30 days. We'll have to wait and see.
A former Philadelphia police officer is formally charged in a fatal police shooting. Ex-officer Mark Dial accused of murder for fatally shooting Eddie Irizarry during a traffic stop.
Get your hands up right now!
It's unclear what Dial's partner says leading up to the shots being fired. The audio on his body-worn camera doesn't switch on until after the shooting stops. But that audio reveals him looking for something in Irizarry's car.
Where's the scene?
Officers are then seen carrying a limp and bloody Irizarry to the police cruiser.
Reporter Dan Snyder of CBS News Philadelphia, and this is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
RPG this came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. And it's like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change.
Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Is that word?
Innovative.
Innovative?
Innovative. Whatever. You can say it both ways.
I think it's indicates.
Indicative? Is that the word you were looking
for? That is a good word, Kristen Bride.
A friend wouldn't make fun of somebody like for knowing a word. See, this is what I'm talking about, people. Kristen Bride does not believe in friendship.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bride with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Friday. It is November 8th, 2023. I am in not November. It's September 8th. This is how this day has already started. We're very excited about this. I am in Madison. I am from our Civic Media headquarters for the first time since my first time since we've moved locations. Greg Bach is on the board in Waukesha. Greg Bach, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. It looks so wonderful there.
It's very new.
It's cozy.
It's like there's lots of technology. I have like TV screens in front of me so I can see the people who are calling. I can see the text line. I have my notes in front of me. Like there's all, it's a step up. I'm not going to lie. It's a little bit of a step up. I'm feeling a little like the stepchild in Waukesha, that this is much nicer digs than what we get every day.
I'm just going to put, if there's someone there at Civic Media listening while I ask this question to just Kristen, hey, when's this going to happen here?
I know. This is nice. This is real nice. We would like this.
I'll move to Madison.
But yes, I am in Madison, my hometown. Very happy to be here. Always nostalgic every time I drive into town. I was in town last night because my mom had a baby shower for me with her best friends who were all like aunts to me growing up.
Debbie so Bry.
It was very fun last night to see all of them and sleep not at the house I grew up at, but two houses down. And so that's where I slept over last night. So it was like looking at the house I grew up in. And I was like, oh, they changed that. Like, that's weird.
Oh, that is very odd when that happens. Yes, I don't agree. Yeah.
But very happy to be in Madison. Very happy to have our show today. Luke Mathers is going to be here at 10:30
for our
crossover Civic Media Friday. I always flip those two. Civic Media Crossover Fridays, where he's going to tell us his best, worst, and weirdest headlines of the week. And then you two will go head-to-head in our headline quiz. I got some good Wisconsin questions today, so I'm excited to see which of you two have been paying closer attention to the news this week. And then in the second hour, I'm really excited. We have lots of guests in the second hour. So first, we have Professor Schaefer, who is like an AI guru. Professor David Williamson Schaefer is a data philosopher. He's a quantitative ethnographer. He's a Sears Bascom professor of learning analytics. So he's very, very smart. But I specifically reached out to him because the school year's back, and what are professors doing about generative AI? And I think that's a question that there hasn't, at least from what I've read, there hasn't been a ton of instruction or guidance from universities on how professors are supposed to be handling if they catch someone using ChatGPT? Is it something that's supposed to be encouraged as far as enhancing work? Like, where are we right now of what is useful and not cheating versus what is cheating? Like, there's so much gray area still. So Professor Schaefer is going to be here to talk about that. Then Civic Media's sports reporter Mike Clemens is going to join us for a second to give us an update on what to expect for the what he thinks we should be looking out for the Packers game this weekend. And then Alex Brusen is going to be here, who is a board member for an organization called We Got This, which was actually not planned, was mentioned when we talked to James Causey earlier this week about one of the very successful programs in Milwaukee that is keeping kids busy and out of trouble. And it's been so successful that they actually like don't have enough room. And it comes down to one, like their activity, gardening. Just an organization after Debbie Bry's own heart. So we have a very packed show today. But the headline that caught my eye this morning, and my question is Elon Musk Tony Stark or Hydra? And I'm excited to talk to you about Greg about this, because Greg, you are a very big Marvel fan.
I am.
So you know way more about Marvel lore than I do.
Uh-huh.
But I read this headline this morning, and it feels like something that is cut out of a Avengers movie. So Musk cut internet to Ukraine's military as it was attacking Russian fleet. So if you already have feelings about this, if you've already read this article, 844-967-2789, that's 844-96-PARTY. But allow me to draw the analogies that I see in this situation and what I think the ethical problem is that one man can make an impact on a foreign war.
Yeah. Okay.
And that doesn't that feel like superhero stakes a little bit, where it's like, oh, Tony Stark, as this, like, one of the richest men and most powerful men, can just decide to meddle in, like, foreign affairs. And that's basically where Elon Musk is now. And so this has come out. It was an excerpt from the biography of Elon Musk that's coming out next week. And there was an excerpt obtained by CNN. And according to the biographer, last year, Musk secretly ordered his engineers to turn off Starlink satellites near Crimea as Ukrainian submarines approached the Russian naval fleet for a sneak attack. And Ukraine, if you'll remember, and I think he, like, because when he first was doing this, he was actually kind of like applauded and glorified for lending Starlink. Even this name Starlink is like so comic book-y.
It's one step away from Starklink.
Right? And so at first, when he had all his satellites for like Starlink for communication, when he first was lending that or like allowing, like whatever, making it possible for Ukraine to depend on it during the war, everyone, especially when it first started, everyone was like, oh, this is so great. But it's also like, give it and you can take it away. And
in huge fashions too.
And what he apparently did, because Ukraine now relies on Starlink for communication, and they were forced to abandon that operation last year when unilaterally Elon Musk just decided that we shouldn't, because this was basically what he said of something like he thought it was going to be like a Pearl Harbor type attack, and he didn't want it on his hands. But either, like, by meddling in this, your hands are already dirty.
Yeah.
Right?
And you're interceding on the side that just wants to be free.
So Musk reportedly turned off Starlink due to discomfort with the idea that his internet beaming satellite network was enabling a Ukraine offensive, which he believed could lead to a larger conflict involving nuclear weapons. He asked Isaacson, who's the biographer, how am I in this war? And said Starlink was not meant to be involved in wars. Then why did you get involved in the first place? Like, he inserted himself and he offered it. So, like, once you're there, like, haven't you already picked a side?
Yeah, not to mention you have how many thousands upon thousands of Starlink satellites up there. We can go through the memory, we can go through the data, and we can find plenty of people using those satellites for wrong. So don't pick this one tiny moment, especially when you're not picking the side that literally is trying to tell a guy, get off our property.
But he still, I mean, I think that's not a fair, because he is, it was like only in this case that he turned it off. He's still providing internet to them. He hasn't cut off internet entirely.
So isn't he,
because like their internet has been, so he's been involved in the war because he sent satellite dishes to the front lines in the, like the in the invasion, and subsequently because their internet was wiped out in parts of the country. So yeah. He offered, in one way you have to, if you're saying that he's picking the wrong side, he hasn't really, because he is picking Ukraine, just not in this instance.
Well, that's what I am saying is that in this instance, he is not really done. It's not a good move. It's not a good look. And also to say, I don't want this to be on my hands. Well, your internet technology probably provides a lot of ability for people to do horrible things as it is. So this one, what do you mean by that? Well, people are using, I mean, his Starlink satellites are being used by lots of people.
I know less about Starlink. I don't know. I have not done a lot of research on Starlink. Who else is using Starlink?
Well, at this moment, I can't tell you who their names are. But my point is that they're probably being used for not 100% great things all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no.
No, you don't follow me. Okay.
Well, mostly because I don't. If you give me an example, I just have not heard of any other examples of what you're saying.
Well, I'm saying anybody, people who are utilizing that. It's fine. Okay, my point is that like, if people are utilizing those satellites, you can't say that everything being done with those satellites all the time is being done for good.
Oh, so you're saying hypothetically?
Yeah.
I thought you were, like, there was actual examples that you were referencing.
I can certainly try to find some.
But you're saying when one offers a service,
yes,
you are not the arbitrator of what they can use that service for.
Yeah, especially in the fact that if you're providing for this group of people with Ukraine in mind, why would you turn off this one time? Yeah. Especially in a situation where they're just, what, like I've said twice
now,
they're at war and they're fighting for their right to survive against a person who's just trying to take it away from them.
And so that's my bigger question of why this like makes me think of a plot. Like a storyline. Like, literally, this makes me think of, and correct me if I'm wrong, because you are the Marvel guru out of the two of us. Like, in the plot line, if I remember correctly, between Civil War and Infinity War of Avengers, there is, like, basically, is it Sokovia?
Sokovia happens in Age of Ultron.
Okay. And it's like, they basically, like, level a city.
Well,
the Avengers.
The bad guy does.
But like they're part of it. And so there's like all these intercontinental hearings on what should we do with the Avengers? Because they have so much power.
And that's Civil War.
And so, and like it splits up the team and all this stuff. But it's basically this bigger philosophical question of when you have all powerful entities, we obviously don't have superheroes. But in reality, here is one singular man who has this much power, who is not a government official, who's not elected in any way, and yet governments are reliant on him, and how comfortable are we with him just being able to unilaterally make decisions like this that literally impact wars? And like, am I wrong that this feels like a comic book?
This feels comic book. It also feels like a crime.
Is it though?
I don't know. It just feels bad.
It feels weird.
Yeah.
It feels like a weird storyline to be living in. So we would love to hear from you on this topic. 844-967-2789. I see Jack already on the line, so we will take him when we come back from the break. But stick around. Let us know. Is Elon Musk more Tony Stark or more Hydra? 844-967-2789. More after the break.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people.
It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. He is Greg Bach on the board. Is that a acapella group singing a Marvel theme song?
So that is one man singing all the parts to the Avengers theme song. It's like,
it's on a loop.
It's him singing. Yeah, it's him singing like 50 parts. By himself.
That's pretty cool.
It is cool. Then afterwards, you're like, this, wow. Go touch grass, bro.
I like acapella, though, but I'm a theater kid.
If it's good, it's great. If it's bad, it's like improv. When improv is good, you're like, oh my God. When it's bad, you're like, I need to leave right now.
This is uncomfortable.
We just got a really quick text message. I want to say 262. Musk is more like Tony Stank.
Oh.
Which is, by the way, a Civil War reference.
Is it really?
Yeah. But
that's funny.
Jack from Merrimack, where'd you go? That's all I want to know.
All right. Well, Jack, call back because we would love to hear from you. But we all do have Ron from Milwaukee on the phone. Ron, is Elon Musk more like Tony Stark or Hydra?
You know, I think he's more like Elon Musk. I mean, he'd be like Lex Luthor, you know.
Jumping genres or jumping to DC.
Jumping to DC.
Yeah.
Industrialist, scientist, you know, millionaire. Yeah, that's the guy. But as to whether he can do this, there's some question about that because there was a great deal of deregulation of telecommunications in the United States in the 1980s. And cable and internet service in general were deregulated. Mm-hmm. It was like, whatever you want to do, you know, that explains Twitter, that explains Facebook and Google. But I think there might be a call to re-regulate it. The other thing is, this has been going on, this sort of thing has been going on in imperialist societies for a long time. I'm reminded of an earlier media giant, William Randolph Hearst. He was lampooned in Citizen Kane as the big newspaper magnate. You know, they had papers all over the country. And there was an episode where, a real-life episode where he assigned a photographer. He said, go down to Cuba and get ready because there's going to be action down there and I want daily headlines and pictures. And the guy said, well, there isn't a war in Cuba. There isn't a war in, you know, with Spain. And Hearst snapped back and said, you supply the pictures, I'll supply the war.
Yep.
And he did by yellow journalism and talking people into a rage. And I mean, who does that now? You know, Fox News, Elon Musk, and it's because they can, because there's this free speech idea about news, and it's not 100% free speech. But they don't have any. There's nobody looking after what they do and then saying, is this good for the country? And is this a violation of national security? Which I think it is.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Absolutely. Ron, are you a historian? Are you a lawyer? I'm so interested that you have all this information.
Well, I was a journalist for many years, but also for a number of years, I was the city of Milwaukee's telecommunications director, and I had to tangle with the cable company.
So you have a history in this of knowing how some of this works. But I totally agree with you. Like, I think, I mean, I'm nervous about oligarchs in general. Like, the fact that we're so reliant on the very few rich people deciding what gets funded anymore because they just have the money for their philanthropy versus, like, a public good that it should be funded by the people and our taxes versus, like, well, this is what your, like, du jour topic is that you care about, because like that's like a story with a lot of the Bill Gates and the Gates Foundation is they're like, oh, well, this isn't working, so we're just going to pull funding and like projects will just disappear.
I agree. And you know, the odd thing is, I may be having a wrong echo here, but there was some controversy earlier before this autobiography or this biography came out where Musk was threatening in a more general way to impair Ukraine before the war really started or got hot. I think it was already after the war started, because he had given them the use of his Starlink system for free, and then he was saying, I'm going to start charging for this. And there was such an outcry that he backed off. But obviously, he didn't back off.
Obviously, it's still like he's in charge. So it just comes down to him and what mood he's in on any given day, which is a very dangerous place to put someone with that much power, who doesn't always come off as like the most stable. So thanks so much for the call, Ron. Greg, do we have time for one more call?
We got about a minute and a half left, so I don't know if we can get to that one. We got some text too. So,
well, Ken, if you want to hold on, because Luke's going to join, but I think Luke might have an opinion on this because he's also a Marvel fan. So, Ken, hold on to the line. Which text did you want to read, Greg?
Text from Lynn from Oconomowoc. Our friend Lynn. She said, "My son subscribes to Starlink for internet services.
Oh, interesting."
The dish and setup was $500 plus monthly was $99. Now is $109. And Spectrum wanted $5,000 to $6,000 run cable from the street to his house, and said Starlink is more dependable than Spectrum.
Interesting.
And then when I looked it up, it said that the customers are rural and remote communities, governments, businesses, and urban customers seeking alternatives to traditional ISPs. So a lot of people are using it. Yeah.
Well, good to know. Thanks for the text, Lynn. Ken, hold on to the line. We're going to take a break. Luke Mathers is going to be here. We're going to hear his best, worst, and weirdest of the week. We'll get his thoughts on Elon and how it correlates to comic book narratives. So stick around. We're going to have a lot more fun on this Friday, September 8th. I'm Kristen Bry. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
CBS News Brief. A northern part of the nation now starting to get a bit of heat relief, but not Texas.
Temperatures in DFW reached 109 degrees today. That is a new record that is also affecting another Texas ritual, Friday Night Lights. Kickoff here in Mesquite has been pushed back 30 minutes, hoping for cooler temperatures for the players, the cheerleaders, and the fans.
Correspondent Omar Villafranca. In the midst of a wave of gun violence, New Mexico's Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham issues a 30-day order suspending open and concealed gun carry in Albuquerque.
I have to take a tough, direct stand where basically I'm just ignoring the fact that we lost an 11-year-old, another child.
Former Philadelphia police officer Mark Dial faces murder and other charges for a fatal mid-month shooting incident. The victim's family wanted police body cam footage made public. District Attorney Larry Krasner.
They wanted the videos played in their entirety. They wanted no portion of these videos blurred.
CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different. But you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley, 93.5 The Tap.
I'm Kristen Bribe. Greg Bach is on the board, and we are joined by our friend, our colleague, executive producer at Civic Media, wearer of many hats. He's back for his second time on our Civic Media Crossover Fridays, Luke Mathers.
Is that returning champion status? Oh, no, I
don't
tied.
Know, did you win last time?
No, I tied with Jane last time, So it's not defending champion, I guess.
Wow, you just took yourself down real quick there.
We wouldn't have known. You could have told me anything, and I would have believed you.
Jane would have known. And so, you know, I got to respect her in her absence to not say that that I defeated her when really I eked out a tie barely. She had a lead. It was very I was worried, but I came back and tied in the tiebreaker.
So we will get to that, our weekly headline quiz in the next segment. And Jane will be back on Monday for everyone who listened to this show for Jane. She'll be back on Monday. I don't blame you, but she will be returning. She'll be very relaxed, but I'm sure she'll still be cynical.
How's it going, Jane? I'm doing great, man.
I know. Oh. She just comes back as like optimistic and like cheery as I am. And it's like, what did Portugal do to you?
What happens?
All right. So before we get to your best, worst, and weirdest of the week, Luke, do you have thoughts on Elon Musk and just wielding this kind of power over other people's wars?
It's not great.
Not great.
It's not great.
feels bad.
See, when you first hear about Starlink, you're like, oh, this could be really cool. And then you hear stories like this, and it's like, oh, maybe it's not so cool after all. Maybe this is a lot of power for one individual to wield. Because I've had friends or family members that have gone, and they can work remotely. Mm-hmm. So they've use Starlink service to go work remotely in the national parks in Utah.
Oh,
which
wow.
is like really cool, because if your job allows you to just have to remote in from a laptop and you can get your work done, it can be really flexible for, and I think this is pretty costly. So the people doing this are obviously pretty well off, but it's a nice experience if you can afford it and have the means to do so. And it's like, oh, wow, that's just like luxury beyond the means. You can get internet anywhere where you are because they're just satellites flying around in the night sky or the day sky. It's just. And then you're like, oh, wait, it could also be used to turn off communications during a war? Yeah, maybe. That's weird. Which, yeah.
It also,
like, in the same way that, you know, we've seen Elon Musk just like as he's trying to like potentially ban the Anti-Defamation League from Twitter. Because he's like, I don't like you anymore. I don't like what you're doing. So no Twitter for you. No X for you. And it's like, oh, can you just do that with internet? I'm like, this government, I don't like you anymore. So no internet for you. Oh, I know you're like totally reliant on us, but sorry.
It just goes to show how much of a Marvel nerd I am that the gentleman, Ron, called. He's like, it's like Lex Luthor. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right, DC. Okay.
I was the same way. Though.
Your movies suck.
Same way. I was comparing Elon to Justin Hammer because he's kind of just the dweeb.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, that's kind of the better comparison, I think, between whether or not he's Tony Stark or Hydra.
Yeah.
He's just Justin Hammer. He just wants to be important, and he's striving to have relevance. And then that's what.
Good comparison.
But he does have relevance. I think that's the thing that's so interesting.
Okay, not, I guess, just relevance. He's
trying
to
look cool.
To be liked.
He's trying
to be liked.
There is. I was just talking about this morning with my longtime family friend whose house we were staying at. And we were talking, this was a couple months ago. But remember when there was the tweet that was like, I think the GOP tweeted it out. And it was like, Trump, Kanye, Elon.
Yeah.
Like, period, period, period. And I want to say it was The Atlantic that took that tweet and talked about this type of personality that we see in those three specifically, but also others, in being so wildly monetarily successful and yet still existing with this chip on your shoulder because you just don't think you're getting the respect that you deserve. And that is the difference, right? There is this thing with Elon, at least in how he shows up, and I interpret it in his actions, is like, he's so wildly successful. He's so wildly powerful. And yet it's that thing. It's like, but you don't like me yet.
Yeah.
And there is like some hole in him that is never, it's the hole in the bucket that can never be filled.
Well, it's,
and it's the same thing with Trump. And it's, I don't know, Kanye has a different story. Potentially.
Probably comes from being
Daddy.
Brought up by
Daddy
parents.
Issues.
I mean, his parents.
Well, it's also just being born on third base and then you like get walked home and you're like, I had a home run. And it's like that mentality. And anybody that calls it out, he's like, no, I scored though. I had a home run. It's like, no, but you didn't hit the ball. You didn't have to run the bases. You were already on third base. And it's just weird.
Pizza's on me. No, it's on your father. He's paying for the pizza. Really,
but in his case, it's not pizza, it's Emerald Mines.
It's Emerald Mines, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I love how that's just this
blood money.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll come to a close on that issue because I want to hear, Luke, as someone who reads a fair amount of news.
Some would say too much.
Maybe. You know, ask my therapist. What did you think was the best story of the week?
The best story of the week. This one was hard because honestly, there's a lot of not great headlines specifically around Labor Day. So I had to go searching for the best headline. And because one didn't just come right off to the top of my head this week. And I found it, though, because one of the best stories that I've been following that I'm just really excited for and really looking forward to the season that will come out for all of the display of excellent Wisconsin food next year is Top Chef. And so the headline over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel talking about the judges and the host of Top Chef continuing to highlight the excellent aspects of Milwaukee as they are filming season 21 of Top Chef. So the headline over at JS Online, Zaffiro's Pizza on Farwell, Birch and a Brewer, Top Chef host, judge, continue sharing Milwaukee food adventures on Instagram. And so the one weekend I didn't go to the farmer's market about 2 weeks ago, it was a Saturday farmer's market here in Dane County, and Top Chef was filming. I didn't go. I should have. I drove past it. We were going to breakfast, and we were like, should we stop? We don't necessarily need anything from the market this week. So I missed the filming that I could have seen here in Madison, but the crew
could have been on camera. You could have been in the episode.
I would have. I would have just melted. I would have been a puddle.
That was the bougiest sentence I've ever heard in my life. We didn't go to the farmer's market, so we missed the filming. We went to breakfast though.
I live a very laid back lifestyle, but I would fangirl very, very, very hard over meeting Tom Colicchio. Like it would be amazing.
Interesting.
It would be.
Amazing. Meanwhile, you'd be like, that guy's on TV. I'd be like, who is that? I have no clue.
He was like on the sidewalk just watching the filming as it happened for one of the competitions that they were doing here in Madison.
But I will say I'm excited. I've never watched a season of Top Chef.
You're missing out.
I will watch this season, and I think it'll be so good for Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Because they have been everywhere. I've had multiple friends in Milwaukee who've like had to sign an NDA because they were grocery shopping and all of a sudden they're on camera and they're like, oh, hey. And the different restaurants that they're going to feature, the different chefs are going to feature between like across the state, because I think they've gone all over the place. I'm pretty sure they went up to Door County.
I believe Door County's on the schedule, but I don't know if they've been there yet. Apple season is right around the corner, so I have a feeling apples may get incorporated in that challenge. I love Top Chef. Like, I can't tell you enough how much I love the show and how much I love Wisconsin. So, like, the fact that Top Chef is hosting here in Wisconsin, like, it's amazing to me. So, and I love it. And Zaffiro's Pizza is, like, the best pizza in Milwaukee. So, as the Milwaukee boy in me, too, like, seeing that get highlighted at the top of not only the Journal Sentinel article talking about it, but that's where these like culinary icons are going to eat some za. Like, and they ordered right too. They got the fried eggplant from Zaffiro's, which is just incredible.
Kristen, look at him. He's so adorable excited right now.
I found my best headline of the week for you. I was
that's
going
great
out and shared it.
This
so
is, this is the kind of enthusiasm we hope everyone brings to this segment.
I love this so much. I hope they go to Quick Trip and just be like, all right, we're going to try gas station food today.
Oh, that would be an excellent challenge. They already were at Leon's. They've done the custard scene. So that was at Cops they've been to as well.
Yeah.
Are you shaking your head at Leon's?
Leon's
sir
is fine. It's not like anything special to me. It's fine.
Oh my gosh.
Do you have a favorite custard place, Greg?
I would actually probably say Cops. I like Cops more than Leon's. I went to Leon's so much as a kid, and it wasn't lauded when I was a child. Now all of a sudden people are like, oh, Leon's is amazing. I'm like, it's good. I'm not saying, hey, Leon, don't come hit me. I don't want you. I don't need you in my grill. But it's fine. It's Luke.
You
were
so
at me.
Privileged. You see, this is how privileged you were, Greg. You grew up on Leon, so you don't have the appreciation for it. I grew up on it too, but
well,
I have the appreciation.
There was a custard place growing up that no one ever talks about that it was just fantastic, though. Murph's in Waukesha. I don't know if they're still around. They have huge burgers. Same, basically Cops, but just a different name.
That's how I feel about
Oscar's
Michael's in Madison.
Oscar's is great, too. Where in Madison?
Michael's Frozen Custard. Mm-hmm. And the one that's on Monroe Street that's now closed. It's now a chocolate shop. And it's like mint green now. And I'm like, every time I drive by it, I was like, oh, my childhood. Oh, God. All right, we got to move on. What is your worst headline of the week, Luke Matters?
The worst one. This one's tough because it was Labor Day weekend, so this past weekend. We're celebrating a short week in honor of Labor Day this week. But some not so great great labor statistics going on here in Wisconsin. This one over at Wausau Pilot and Review. The headline, despite low unemployment, new report shows Wisconsin's economy is leaving some workers behind. And unfortunately, it is the workers that get left behind almost every time when workers are left behind. So women in particular, but also minorities, talking about how the recovery from the pandemic, that we saw all of a sudden an instantaneous stop in the economy and everybody had to reshuffle their priorities. And we've seen a lot of job growth and return, but it's not for everybody. And so it's important to talk about when we are seeing these excellent job numbers in some cases, that it's not excellent for everybody. And so just reminding that there is still work that can be done in this recovery to make sure that everybody is being helped in the return back to a post-COVID world, because it's not the case that automatically on its own, any problems that were existing before COVID and the restructuring that we've seen in recent years are still going to be continued problems unless we address them.
Yeah. We talked about it a little bit yesterday because I was really surprised by the fact that nationally we're at this, apparently we're at this, the smallest gap between the labor participation rate between men and women like ever recorded, which, and I was wondering how that reflected in Wisconsin numbers. So I'm gonna have to go read that article. But
well, and the in the report, it has the labor force participation among Wisconsin women fell to its lowest levels since the late 80s. So
oh,
it's
wow.
Like,
so that's like bucking the national trend of where
yes.
Wisconsin is.
So here in the state of Wisconsin,
not great. Great.
Not great.
Well, awesome. All right. Well, let's finish off with the couple minutes that we have. What was your weirdest headline?
Oh, this one is a great story. I don't know. Have you heard about the pig situation here in Madison?
Vaguely. I feel like I've seen that there's some beloved pig that's no longer allowed to be housed in a neighborhood or something. Am I getting this right?
Yes. Okay. Well, you started to. So the health officials showed up earlier this summer to a residence here in Madison.
East side, I'm guessing?
Yes. No.
Not the east side.
Near west side.
Near west side.
Right off the bike path, near the, I want to say off of Odana somewhere, but near.
Okay, that was where I grew up.
Yep.
I know where you go.
So your neck of the woods, and this pig lives right off the bike path, and so passerbyers would be able to feed the pig, little slices of apple and other fruits and vegetables that would be left out. Kids would wave to the pig as they said.
Wilbur.
Rudy.
Okay.
But very similar. Rudy, not Wilbur. But there's been a Save the Pig campaign like in Wilbur. And so now we have city officials looking to change Madison ordinances to allow pigs to reside in the city. And so this headline, pigs should be allowed in Madison, health board says after Rudy debate. So this one over at the State Journal. And essentially the community rallying behind Rudy. And it was so weird to see this first pop up earlier this summer of somebody getting cited by the public health department for having a pig in Madison. And it's kind of done this 180 now where it's like one person complained, got the health department to issue the citation. And now city ordinances are changing here in Madison to support Rudy.
Wow, power to the people. Power to the people when it matters about pigs.
There you go. And the local government getting involved and saying, hey, we want pigs here. And the question of whether or not horses or donkeys, I think, would be allowed, that was like, no, they make too much noise.
Their poops are much bigger.
If Robin Voss can be in the city, so can Rudy.
Oh, gosh. All right. Well, when we come back, we'll see how these guys do. Headline quiz, 7 questions. Head to head.
We'll see.
All right, stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, Fig Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
With weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy with a high near 80 degrees. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, a low of 59. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm on your Sunday, otherwise partly sunny, 71. Mid-50s for Sunday night with a slight chance of a shower. Partly sunny, 69 for Monday. Cooler Tuesday, low 60s.
It's 51 at our studios.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
I am Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board, and we are rounding out our lovely Civic Media host who's crossed over and is here today, Luke Mathers, co-host of Town Call, which you can listen to right after this show at 12:15, right after our noon newscast, which he co-hosts with William Walter, where they take your calls and get your opinion because it's a new take on local radio.
Yeah, and we're excited. Today's Friday, which means it's most Wisconsin headlines of the weekday, which Will and I go back and forth to see who's
quite the rivalry that you guys have created for yourself. I don't know how much of that is real versus performative, but it is spicy.
It happened more or less organically. I didn't know it was going to become a competition, and then it did. And Will cares deeply about competition, I found out through this process.
So it's a little one-sided competition. It's a little like he maybe cares a little bit more than you.
He definitely cares more. But now that I know how much he cares, I need to make sure that I'm not just, you know, laying down and letting him win every single week. He did try to claim a victory, and it's like considered a half point. I'm still contesting that aspect. I had a scheduled absence, you know, a really important life event last month.
Did you got
I got hitched.
Oh,
I got hitched.
Thing.
So
that
I had a scheduled Friday absence, and Will's like, okay, in your absence, I win. And I was like,
what?
I don't think that's how that works.
No.
He's consistently saying that he's a half a game higher in the standings than he is, but still behind me, still trailing.
Well, I'm pretty sure. So Aaron Zommers is usually the judge, right? Which is the producer who, if I'm not like I'm correct in saying that Aaron reports to you in the hierarchy of Civic Media, right?
I would have to check my notes, but maybe.
Because Greg voiced that concern yesterday that Greg also reports to you. He's
not
like,
during
I can't
this segment.
Beat my boss.
Not
but...
during this segment. I am a willing participant. It is mano y mano, Greg. There's no worries for upstaging me.
Luke, I just want to say something really quick. You look very handsome today.
Completely unrelated.
Yeah, just...
All right, so speaking of that, let's get to our headline quiz. Luke, do you want to go first or second?
Greg, which would you prefer?
I believe she asked you first.
I'll go second. There we go.
That worked out well. All right, Greg.
Yes.
First question.
Yeah.
So reminder of the rules. The first six questions are all multiple choice. The seventh question is whoever answers first and correctly. So the speed thing.
Oh, never mind.
All right.
Mango.
Question number one, Greg Bach.
Yes.
According to a report from the nonprofit Mozilla Foundation, which product category has the worst privacy practices? smartwatches, mental health apps, smart speakers, cars.
Cars.
Ding, 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 ding. It is, in fact, cars. Your cars are listening to you, whether you knew. You, like, don't be worried about Alexa. Your car, if you have a newer car, it's listening to you. It's taking all of that data and sending it back to...
How does it categorize road rage? Because that's just the only thing that I'm doing, usually behind the wheel.
Is traffic that bad in Madison?
I just have a short temper, I guess.
You're just getting suggested, rage against the machine on your phone all the time.
All right, Luke, which legendary rock band will release a new original album next month for the first time in almost 20 years? The Who, The Rolling Stones, The Eagles, Aerosmith.
Oh, Jesus. I feel like The Stones would not be the answer here, so I'm going to go with The Who.
Unfortunately, it is The Stones.
It is the Stones.
It's not unfortunate. It actually sounds like it's going to be awesome, but it is The Stones.
Really?
Yeah, The Stones are coming up with...
The Stones haven't had an album in 20 years?
Yeah, they've been touring forever, but they've like not a new album.
A purpose to that tour, but I guess just they can play all of the hits.
The purpose is to make money because people will pay to go see them.
True. Silly me. See ya.
All right, Greg, you're up one.
Yeah.
Greg, back to you. What costs the global economy about $423 billion per year, billion with a B, according to a recent UN-backed report? A, natural disasters. B, decline in productivity during NFL season. C, invasive species. D, email typos.
Oh, can you read the question again?
What costs the global economy about $423 billion per year, according to a recent UN-backed report?
Okay. Answer is C.
Invasive species?
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
Greg's on a roll today.
Oh, I feel so smart.
All right, Luke. Wisconsin question. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Vost announced the formation of four bipartisan task forces last month. Which of the following is not a focus of one of the task forces? So this is, you have five options. You got to pick one that is not.
Okay.
Childhood obesity, truancy in K through 12 education, gun safety, human trafficking, artificial intelligence.
I know that AI and obesity are two of them. I'm going to say that the suicides are so high, so it should be on guns, but I'm going to say the guns is not the task force.
Ding, ding, ding. Okay. It is not. Yeah. Human trafficking and truancy are... But no gun safety.
No gun safety.
No gun safety task force. Yet.
Yes.
Womp.
Yet.
Womp.
All right. Back to you, Greg. Number five. So score is 2-1.
Greg, don't mess up.
What famous Wisconsin statue has been cleaned and restored to all of its glory after being vandalized earlier this week? Lady Liberty on Lake Mendota? The Forward statue? The statue of famed abolitionist Colonel Hans Christian Hegg? Or the bronze Fonz?
A. It's the Fonz.
No, he said A. The A was his answer.
I didn't finish my sentence, sir. And as you are not my boss right now, I'd appreciate you respect me and keep quiet during my question.
All right, we got to hurry up. So it's the bronze Fonz. All right, we got two more questions. We got to hurry. Fill in the blank, Luke. Two construction workers allegedly plowed a hole through the blank to create a shortcut for their work. The Earth's core, Great Wall of China, the Colosseum, the Great Pyramid of Giza.
Oh, Jesus. Why are they good? Any of those shouldn't have holes in them.
No, they should not.
Great Wall of China.
Ding, ding, ding.
All right.
So we're at 3-2. So, Luke, you have another chance to tie.
I can tie. That's the best I can hope for on As Goes Wisconsin.
All right. How much money has the Democratic Party of Wisconsin pledged
$4 million.
Okay. You got it right. Sorry, Greg.
I'm two online in Wisconsin, and I answered first.
Let me finish the question for people who didn't know what I was going to say.
Sneaky.
How much money has the Democratic Party of Wisconsin pledged to spend on an ad war in the fight over the state Supreme Court impeachment threat? And it is at least $4 million. So another tie for Luke. Greg, your job is safe.
Also, Aaron Zomer says he does report to Luke, but is careful to be impartial judge.
Okay.
Yeah. There
Except
we go.
In my absence, where he accepted half of the win for the day I wasn't here. So Aaron and I are still having that conversation.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break. Luke, thank you so much for joining us. As always, so fun. We have the top of the hour newscast. And when we come back, we will be talking to Professor David Williamson Schaefer about ChatGPT and students using it, and is it good? Is it bad? What could the professor is doing about it? So stay tuned for that conversation after the top of the hour news. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
The test is over. Now.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.